Well, I do a few different styles of photography. I do what the Americans call painterly, exclamation marks, which is where the photography actually looks like it's a painting. It's a natural process. It's just the way I take the photographs. So there's no real photoshopping involved, maybe cropping it, but that's about it, and fine-tuning. But aside from that is sort of fly-on-the-wall reportage stuff. I had the great pleasure and honour of photographing U2 when they were doing behind-the-scenes stuff for the for the last album. I'd have to say one of those shots, there's a picture I took of Bono with a black-and-white photograph of Dad in the background when he was about 17 in Germany, Hamburg, I think it was. Which is pretty special, because, you know, he always looked up to Dad, and I look up to both of them. So it's called Someone to Look Up To, and it's a pretty special one for me. And recently, I was allowed to take some photographs of what is now, I guess, she's a princess Charlene of Monaco. I was thrown into a room 20 minutes before the wedding, and they said, okay, you can take pictures now. And I'm going, what, are you crazy? I mean, it was an insane situation, but I came out of there with some great shots. So I'm slowly but surely putting a good collection together, you know. And I love it. I absolutely love working on photography.
Brilliant. Great. We'll look out for your work.
Thank you.
And the first single from the album, Everything Changes, is Looking for Love.
Yes, indeed.
It's got a very authentic sound to it.
It's always been about songwriting for me. I didn't want to colour the songs too much with too much production. I wanted to keep it pretty in your face. I mean, especially the vocals on that are deadpan, dry, right at you. You know, there's no hidden agendas there. And it's all about the songwriting for me. As I've said quite a few times before, I'm not a practicing singer and songwriter. So a singer and musician. You know, I don't sit down at the piano or guitar every day, and I don't sing every day. I write when I write, and when it comes naturally to me. I've been through stages where I've locked myself in a room for 6 months, and it's been a hard slog, but the songs have been okay, but they never seem quite as real to me as when they just naturally flow. And this album very much was allowing myself to actually take time, nurture the songs, allow them to breathe, and for me to get goosebumps and relate to the songs just as much as any other listener might.
Well, we'll play it now then. Thank you. On the show. Julian Lennon, thanks very much for coming on.
My pleasure.